Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe. Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman, and I'm joined by my co-host, Marion Gilman. How are you today, Marion?
I'm great. How are you today, Mark?
Good, thanks. It's another weekly edition of our podcast that we're now doing. It runs about 12 to 15 minutes, depending upon how long you and I would like to chat.
And we always have something to say, right? Well, there's always news out there, something going on. Well, really fascinating.
When it comes to money, there's always something to talk about, isn't there?
There you go. Yep, you absolutely.
At this time in the calendar, most people are starting to receive their 1099s for tax reporting purposes.
Right. And do remember that they don't all come to you at once, so you got to keep looking for them. And sometimes they come a little bit with a delay just because of the reporting of some of the investments you might hold.
Yeah, let's just remind folks of that. You know, it used to be years ago that people would wait till January 31st, and that's when they got all of their 1099s and all their W-2 reporting and all that kind of stuff, and they said, all right, I'm going to go to the tax preparer. Well, that all changed probably 25 years ago when people started using what are called brokerage accounts. Because brokerage accounts, despite a company having to report their tax information to an entity, if the brokerage company is the amalgamation of a whole bunch of people reporting, the brokerage company doesn't get those 1099s until January 31st, and then they have to put it all together to send out their 1099 to you.
For each individual client that they have.
Right.
And remember, every client has a different investment pool.
Right.
So they're waiting for various investments.
You know, years ago, many people would do, the term was called a check and application, which meant you wrote a check and filled in an application, whether it was to Putnam Funds or Fidelity or Vanguard or whomever the fund company might have been. And if that was the case, Putnam or Vanguard or Fidelity was required to send you a 1099 for the particular fund you owned by January 31st. And that's still the case. The problem is that many people own multitudes of investments that are held within a brokerage account. And those individual fund companies print their 1099s and then they send it off to the brokerage company. And the brokerage company generally has 15 days.
Right.
To get that out,
yes,
right?
Yes, because they need it out by like February 15th.
But if Fidelity or Vanguard or someone is late in delivering their information to, for instance, in our case, LPL Financial, then LPL Financial can't report the 1099s on time, and thus there are delayed 1099s.
So it's delayed on top of delay. So it's really difficult. And, you know, our advice is always to don't make an appointment with your accountant in early February or in February at all.
Yeah, March
Wait
1st
until
is,
March, yeah.
March or even later is better.
Right.
And do what you can. I mean, look, the TurboTaxes that are out there, the online tax preparation software is actually quite good. It can walk you through it as long as you have a simple, you know, relatively easy tax return. But if you need tax advice, if your situation is complicated, absolutely use a tax preparer. Will you have to pay for that? Of course you will. And yeah, the tax code has become more and more challenging, and accountants are charging more money for it. But you get what you pay for.
That's right. When you do it on your own, sometimes you don't, you know, my famous saying is always, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, you coined that statement, didn't
That's
you?
That's right. I started it.
You coined no, that one.
But that, you know, I do use that in many instances because you don't No, there are things out there that you might be able to deduct that you would never know about.
And you know, the other thing that I want to remind our listeners about is whether you owe money or whether you get a refund. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you handled your taxes better or you were smarter than anybody else if you got a larger refund than anybody else. It's all just a check and balance system. Either you have enough tax withheld or you have too much tax withheld.
Right.
That's what dictates whether you owe or whether you have to pay.
And if you have similar incomes each year, if not much changes year to year, then you can estimate how much tax needs to be withheld much more accurately if it doesn't vary. So honestly, our advice again is typically try to get close to what you owe. Don't allow the government to hold on to your money for the whole year and then just so you get a refund. Big refunds aren't necessarily better.
Well, that's right. Basically, you're giving the government tax-free money. And for the past few years, people would say, who cares? I can't make any money in the bank anyways.
Not the case anymore.
Not at all. I mean, you can get 3%, 4% in the bank right now.
Yep.
How long will that last? Who knows? But you can get it right now.
That's right. So if the government's holding your money, it's not doing you any good.
No, not at all. Well, you know, one of the other things that has been very popular in the news these days is a concept called artificial intelligence, AI is how it's referred to. And a company that has become very top of mind and recently purchased by Microsoft is a company called ChatGPT. And if you haven't had a chance to go to your computer or on your phone, you can download ChatGPT. I did that this past week. I wanted to find out what this was all about. Basically, it says you can ask this thing any question you want, and it will provide you an answer in a language you can understand and written in such a way that you could present it to anybody. For instance, let's say you're a college student and have to do a thesis on the history of safes. You could say, could you write me a 4-page paper written at an 8th grade level on the history of safes?
So,
and it would do it.
Very different than when we were in college, right, Mark?
Right,
and
right.
I know we went in different eras, but still.
Right.
Very different. No going to the library to research this in encyclopedias.
And I suspect you could say, could you footnote
yes,
it for
exactly.
me too, right? So I was curious, what would you get if you just asked it a basic question? And so I tried this yesterday, and I asked the question to try to explain, because this is something that I find that more and more people don't know the difference between, especially in our business. ChatGPT, could you explain the difference between financial planning and investment advice? Because oftentimes you will go to visit a brokerage shop, you'll go to visit with an investment advisor, and they say they do financial planning, but in reality, they're just selling you investments. So let me read to you the answer to the question that I got, and then we can talk about this. Once again, I asked the question, explain the difference between financial planning and investment advice. Here's the answer. Financial planning and investment advice are related but distinct concepts. While they both involve managing money and making informed decisions about how to use it, they have different scopes and goals. Financial planning is a comprehensive process that takes a holistic view of an individual's financial situation. It typically involves setting goals, analyzing current assets and liabilities, projecting future income and expenses, and developing a plan to achieve those goals. A financial plan may also include recommendations for investment strategy, but it also covers a wide range of other topics, such as retirement planning, tax management, estate planning, insurance, and debt management. Investment advice, on the other hand, is focused specifically on making investment decisions. It typically involves providing guidance on how to allocate assets and choose investments based on an individual's risk tolerance, their goals, and market conditions. Investment advisors may use various tools and strategies to manage portfolios such as asset allocation, diversification, and rebalancing. In short, financial planning is a broad process that considers an individual's financial situation, while investment advice is a narrower, more specialized area focusing solely on managing investments. However, investment advice can be an important part of a larger financial plan. What do you think, Mary?
I think it's a great answer. I mean, I think ChatGPT did a great job.
I mean,
nailed it.
They nailed it, right?
That's right.
I find it interesting that if you asked people on the street to define the difference between financial planning and investment advice, they couldn't do it nearly as well as this artificial intelligence.
And you know what? It's well written, too.
It is. You can understand that. Could you follow what I just read to you?
In every word of it. And so, you know, I was very impressed when I saw this. You shared it with me yesterday, and very impressed, thinking, wow, this is amazing what this program can do.
So what does ChatGPT mean for the future of our profession, any profession for that matter?
Right. And also for, you know, and the college setting. So I know that one of the things that's been happening more recently is that because ChatGPT has come along, AI has been around a long time, and they've been trying to develop it to a point where it could do this, and they're trying to become even more sophisticated. But, you know, it's difficult to discern whether or not this was written by you or a machine. I mean, who knows?
And there's no spelling mistakes here, Marion.
Yeah, well, that's the way we'd know, right?
That's right. There's no grammatical errors, no nothing here.
Every comma is in the right place, no editing. I mean, it's great. But it is very difficult to know. So now they're coming up with programs to discern whether or not it was written by a machine. And there are ways, apparently, that they can check this, you know, to see whether or not it could have been. Because,
right.
You know, again, for college students, a professor, how are they going to know? They're reading hundreds of term papers, say.
Right.
How do they know?
How do they know? Right. I mean, how? Yeah. And despite the fact that there will probably be software and technology that's built to discern between real and artificial intelligence, probably for the foreseeable future, the certain couple of years at least, college students could get away with a lot
now. Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course.
Not to mention, think about having to write, let's say you're in, you know, eighth grade and you have to write a book report on Beowulf that you had to read, right? And that book is 700 pages long. It's like ChatGPT, write me a 4-paragraph book report written by a sixth grader.
Yeah, pretty good.
Done.
Yeah.
It's really that easy. It's kind
of
scary, isn't it?
A lot of kids that would love to have that, right?
Right. But one of the things that ChatGPT and all of these other artificial intelligence programs won't have is what you and I do a lot in our practice. And that's providing the emotional and intellectual communication and empathy that's necessary in providing advice, certainly to retirees, people that have lost a spouse, people that are going through some challenging times, on making informed decisions that are best for them.
That's right. I mean, we're very individualized, and that's the one thing that is more difficult for any AI program to be. You know, each individual that comes to our office, although there are many similarities among groups of people, there are also differences for each person that comes in. And we work very hard to try to find out what those differences are, what's unique about this person, what's unique about their goals, and how can we help them achieve those goals. ChatGPT doesn't have the ability to do that piece of it.
Would you be willing to let something like a ChatGPT be the decision maker for you?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
Because right. because I could see the question, and we get this a lot, Mark, should I pay off my mortgage?
Yeah.
Okay. So ChatGPT or me, I mean, even just calculating it on a spreadsheet, I can give you the statistically correct answer of whether you should pay it off or not, how much money you'll save if you do X or Y. But maybe you don't feel like paying it off. Or maybe it doesn't make sense to pay it off, but you want to pay it off just so you don't have to write the check anymore.
And how many times have you said to a person, and I say this not infrequently, well, the financially appropriate decision would be to do this. But that may not be a good emotional decision
right.
for you. If it makes you feel, and particularly with mortgages, if it makes you feel more comfortable going into retirement with no mortgage and you have the money to do it, by all means, pay it off.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you could ask ChatGPT, how much should I pay for a wedding? Right? It'll probably give you an answer.
That range is creepy.
Right. And you'll go, and it comes back with, it should be $75,000. You go, are you kidding me? That's so much money. Or, that's it?
Yeah.
You know, but I want to do this. And what if this? there is the appropriate place for artificial intelligence, and there is real intelligence that comes from human beings. Right. And there will be an intersection of those, and will continue to be. And we will grow as a society, knowing that both of them will have to coexist.
Right. It's like, you know what, I heard a story once about, actually I saw a story, I think it was on a TV show about a scientist who decided he was going to make every decision by flipping a coin.
Well, it's another approach.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things, I guess you could leave it to chance, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we've got to wrap things up here for our podcast for today. I just want to let you know that as we start this year of 2023, Marion and I have opened up our calendars, opened up our schedules to find more time to visit with others who would like to say, let's start this financial planning journey. Let's see if we can get a second opinion. Let's make sure that we can take things seriously as we approach retirement and the last, call it 30 or 40 years of our life. If you'd like to reach out to us, our phone number is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us online, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. That's going to do it for us today. Marion, thank you very much for being my co-host.
Well, thanks for joining me, too.
You know, we've been doing this. It's a little tag team thing we do.
Something we look forward to every week.
Absolutely. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
I'm all good already, so moved on. It's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So if you don't want to see me,
thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.